and welcome once again to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak, coming to you live this morning from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, coming to you remotely because I'm going to be on my way to Cleveland shortly to speak at a homeschool conference. But we are glad you could join us on the program today. We've got a great show for you today. Let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to the start of a new day. We ask that you strengthen us and help us to see you in every person that we meet and in every opportunity that comes our way. Help us always to be representatives, to be ambassadors for you as we go out into the world. Help us to remember that every person that we meet and every situation that we encounter is not an accident, but that it indeed comes from you. Father, we give to you our problems. We come to you this morning probably weighed down by several things. Whatever they are, we know you care about them. So we give to you our problems and we ask you to handle them in the best way possible. I ask you also to speak through us on the program today. You've got a message for the listening audience of Spirit in the Morning today. You know the message better than I do, so please inspire us all to deliver your message and help us to be open to that message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have got a good show. Wait a minute. Is that a voice I hear in the background?
Yes, it is.
Could that be Mr. Dave Parker back in the studio?
Yes, sir. I am present for
sir,
duty.
I like that. I like that, but you don't need to call me sir. You're the one who's an officer, Mr. Parker.
What? Yes, but you are due the respect.
Stop.
Oh, yes.
How are you, Dave?
I am.
How are you, brother?
Good. I guess
how
I'm
you
in,
doing?
I'm in
well?
Military mode more today. You know, I reported for duty, you know, standing tall or sitting tall. Anyway. All right. Good morning, Gare.
Good to be with you, brother. We have got a great show
likewise
today. Coming up today, Dave, Thursday, it's our special weekly pro-life segment. We do this every Thursday. Mm-hmm. We have got on the show today Catherine Zeltner, the host of the new EWTN program, EWTN Pro-Life Weekly. She's going to give us an update on some pro-life stories around the world. I'm excited that Catherine could join us.
I am,
and
too.
Also, the Bear is here. Bear Wozniak is here. And, Dave, he's going to be telling us about Bear's Man Cave. This
okay
is something new that we're allowed to join this man cave, I've been told, so Bear's
right
going to be talking
so
about that.
We've had bear hearing and a bear sighting, okay? He's somewhere. He'll be coming and joining us soon, okay?
That's
bear,
right.
Bear
and it's
go ahead.
It's
sorry
funny. At the moment, Bear is he does a Facebook Live segment, and he's okay doing that right now. We're going to talk okay to him about that. He calls it Ocean Sunrise, and every day he teaches right from the ocean. It's a beautiful thing. But don't turn it on now because we're on the air right now, and I don't want to take you away from us.
Hey, Gare, can I say something real quick? We have someone else in the studio with us. No, we got somebody else with us in the studio. In studio today, folks, it is none other than Mr. Frank Eliason.
Good morning. He made it.
He made it.
How are you, Frank?
I've been here since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh. Did you come right from the airport?
I got off the plane at 3 o'clock and drove right to the studio.
Well, wait, did you stop for coffee at that? Was there a Wawa?
I went
somewhere
to a Wawa and got a hoagie and coffee, a Red Bull, and water, and
whoa
came to the station. Actually, been working this morning until right before Dave got here. Then I ran out and got some gas. And got breakfast, actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm back. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How was the flight?
You know,
how was the trip?
We were missing a pilot, actually. It was a slight issue. We were sitting on the on the plane, and then they announced, well, we don't have a pilot. Why would they board a plane without a pilot?
Yeah. Was it a drone,
you know,
or what?
You know, eventually, I guess we got it. One good thing is, though, so actually, I never sleep on planes, ever.
Right.
And literally,
right,
during that wait for the pilot, I fell asleep.
Hmm.
And the next
wow
thing I knew, I woke up half hour before we landed.
Wow.
So.
Oh, that's amazing.
That was
wow
great. So I was actually well,
so
fairly well rested.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got about four
yeah
or 5 hours. So that was
that's
a good thing.
Okay. You know, Frank, I heard this before. This happened to me because I travel a lot, and what I understood was one time the crew was not there. The crew hadn't arrived yet, but they were on the way. So they were able to board the plane with a substitute crew. I never heard of anything like this before. But apparently they can't get the people on the plane without the crew. So they had a standby crew just to get the people on, and then the real crew showed up. So I guess it's a big deal. They wanted you on the plane before. They probably knew that the pilot was on the way.
Yeah, they were flying in from Dulles Airport, and basically then he had to go running through the airport to get there to go through his checklist.
Wow!
And so it was a long, drawn out process, and it's really funny. So as I'm doing all this, we've talked a little bit about it, but I talk a lot about customer experience stuff.
Yeah,
Politico of all places wrote to me and said, hey, we're writing this story about airlines and customer experience. Can you tell us your thoughts? And I'm sitting here just going, oh, I have a lot.
You really want me to share my thoughts? Okay.
But anyway, it was just quite coincidental.
Yeah, Frank got there, and they had like three silhouettes of pilots, and that's this backup crew, holding a they're placeholders. Go ahead. Anyways.
That really is an amazing process. Until I started flying more, I didn't realize that the crews were flying from – they're on one plane, they hop on another plane. I mean, they're coming from all over. It's a pretty elaborate process the way that all works together.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Anyway, so, Gare, how are you this morning, brother?
I'm doing good. Doing the show from home today. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be headed out to Cleveland right after the program, speaking at a homeschool conference this weekend. It's weird not being in the studio with you guys, but through the magic of modern technology, it all comes about and falls into place, doesn't it?
Yes, and I was telling Frank what a great show we had with Marty yesterday. Wasn't it awesome?
Yeah, boy,
show?
He got us fired up.
Oh, he did.
He got us fired
he
up.
Always gets
he always
fired
does.
Up. Yeah. And then he went on to Melbourne, and he had his other business to do with them, but it sounds good. What a relationship he has with Malvern, and
he does. They're doing great things at Malvern. Mark Poletno and the guys at Malvern, they're doing great things, trying to bring souls to Christ. Mm-hmm. Guys, I want to share something before we do the gospel. Did you check out this story where this dog pulled a baby deer out of the water to save it from drowning? Did you guys hear about this?
I heard about it, but I didn't delve into it. So
there's video. Video. I saw it on the AP Wire Newswire this morning, and it's a very interesting story. It happened on Long Island Sound. Mm-hmm. Mark Freely, a man, is taking his dog for a walk. He's taking the dog for a walk. Golden retriever named Storm. On a Sunday morning, he's walking, and this baby deer is struggling out in Long Island Sound. He's struggling out in the water. So the dog goes in, rescues the deer, and I'll put this link on Spirit in the Morning. And he drags it back onto the land, right? So he saves the deer, and this is pretty funny. The animal rescuers arrive at that point, and what does the deer do? He goes back into the water. So I'm thinking, maybe the deer was just out for a swim.
Yeah, really. So, it's been pretty hot lately,
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because of my encounter with a deer around Holy Spirit Radio the other day.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I had seen that, but again, I didn't have a chance to go into it. But thanks for sharing that,
Well, I'll put the video there because it's just a fascinating thing.
Awesome.
It's amazing how these animals have instincts to do things like this sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I was just
sometimes animals know how to be nicer to people than other creatures than people.
That's what I thought when I read that. I said, look at the instinct and the kindness. I mean, in animal emotions.
Incredible.
I mean, it recognized a fellow creature was in trouble and it went to save it. How awesome is that?
So very cool. So I will put a link to that. You could see it for yourself what exactly happened. Okay, the gospel today. We've been experiencing some relatively tough gospels as of late. Jesus has been saying some tough things. I mean, and that's good because I think if we're going to have a relationship with Jesus, we may as well hear what he really wants to say to us, whether we like it or not. But today's message is one of the most comforting messages of anything Jesus ever said. This is a deal. This is the deal of a lifetime as a person who tends to be anxious. This gospel passage has always had a special place in my heart. So I'm going to read this today. It comes from Matthew chapter 11. It's very short today. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And before I do this, I want to say to you listening to the program, these words are directed to you this morning. So if you're nervous about something, if you're driving into work, if you're at home and you're stressed out, whatever it is, if you feel lonely, these words directed to each one of us. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." As one of those familiar messages, we have all heard it probably hundreds, thousands of times. It's easy to almost ignore it because we've become desensitized to it because it's so familiar. But what a great message. Sometimes we look at the church and say, wow, the church of no. Everything is no. We can't do this. We can't do that. But that's not it at all. Jesus, through his church, I mean, it's the coolest deal in the world. Jesus, through his church, provides us that comfort. Mm-hmm. And it is a personal relationship with us that he wants. He wants us to know him. He wants us to get to know him personally. So if you're struggling today because your car's starting to give you problems and you're stressed out because you don't have the money to get your car repaired, take that to Jesus. Let him know. Say, hey, Lord, I'm really freaked out about this. Can you help me? Because that's what he wants to do. He wants to give you his peace. Don't think that any problem in your life is too small for Jesus. Dave Parker, mm-hmm. thoughts?
Oh, yes.
Right? Simple message.
I have a thought, but go ahead, Frank. Frank does too. We have 30 seconds.
Oh, I have to be really quick.
Okay.
One of the things that always strikes me is every time you hear the yoke in the gospel, and the Archbishop was talking about that not that long ago, a few weeks ago, and it's a device that basically connects two together. And what the saying is, you know, he's there with you, next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus
great
is
point.
With you.
Yeah.
And so it's one of the points I wanted to kind of come out with that. Jesus is with you.
Yes. Good point,
that's right.
Frank.
That's great, right. The yoke was used to connect two animals together to help them to carry the load, and that's what the Lord wants to do. Great point, Frank. Thank you. When we come back, Catherine Zeltner from EWTN's Pro-Life Weekly, we're going to talk about developments in the pro-life world and what you can do to help. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for July 20th. Today we celebrate Saint Apollinaris. Tradition has it that today's saint was a contemporary of Saint Peter, who sent him to Ravenna, Italy, to serve as its first bishop. It was a position Apollinaris held for 26 years, during a time of unimaginable violence against Christians, especially those who publicly preached the good news. The preaching of Apollinaris won many converts, but earned the fury of his opponents. He was beaten and driven from the city numerous times, temporarily finding refuge, but always returning to resume his work despite the certain dangers. On his fourth and final return to Ravenna, he was captured and savagely beaten. He survived only 7 days. The precise year of his death is uncertain. The details we do have about this first century martyr are few, but they are enough to remind us yet again that following Jesus involves risks. Martyrs like Apollinaris would rather accept the risk of death than deny the cornerstone of their whole life, faith in Jesus Christ. Remembering the witness of past and present martyrs can help us make the often small sacrifices that following Jesus today may require. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zims telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit in the morning.
with Gary Zimak.
And that was Teresa Peterson with Calling Me Higher. The Lord's always calling us to a deeper relationship with Him. Just keep that in mind today. He wants to get to know you even better. And, of course, He wants us to get to know Him better as well. My name is Gary Zimak, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. As we've been discussing in the past couple of weeks, we feel on this show that we should have a regular pro-life segment. And this is what we've been doing on Thursday. So every Thursday, our first guest is devoted to the pro-life topic. It's an important thing for you to understand what's going on in the pro-life movement, the entire pro-life movement. And basically, the deal is we respect all life from birth, from conception to natural death. That's what our position is as Catholic Christians. So in an effort to educate you and inspire you and lift you up and realize there's something you can do about this, we've assembled an all-star cast. Here with us now, Catherine Zeltner, the host of EWTN Pro Life Weekly. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. It's so good to speak with you this morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us. Catherine, I'm going to be honest. It means a lot. I know you're very busy, so thank you for making time for us to do this.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to, you know, say amen, yes, to everything you were saying about being committed to the pro-life movement and knowing that we can all be involved and that it's an important responsibility for us to be knowledgeable about what's going on as well.
Yeah, definitely. Catherine, before we go on, I want you to share maybe a couple of stories, current pro-life stories that we need to know about. But if you could, what's your goal for EWTN Pro-Life Weekly?
With EWTN Pro-Life Weekly, which launched earlier this year, just a few months ago, we really want to shine a light of truth when it comes to the pro-life movement. So what that means is informing our viewers on the latest pro-life news stories, but also disentangling all those lies and confusing myths that have been perpetuated for decades and decades from the abortion industry and assisted suicide lobbyists. We really just want to put the truth out there and inform our viewers so that they feel more motivated and more informed to go and be involved in the pro-life movement.
And that's the key. I mean, there are times when you look at some of these stories, we look at the whole concept of abortion. It's depressing.
Right.
We look at end-of-life matters that are taking place. We can easily get depressed, but we need to know the truth, and we need to remember God's on our side. We need to know we can win this battle, and we need to know there's something we can do, right?
Absolutely.
So I think that's what you're doing. That's our goal here. So with that in mind, what's going on? Are there some stories that we need to know about?
Yes, there's always a lot going on, but in particular this week on EWTN Pro-Life Week, they were watching two stories closely in particular. First of all, the healthcare negotiations that are going on. It seems like there are new developments almost every hour. They're constantly.
Yeah.
You know, of course, this is for years, Republicans have been promising to repeal and replace Obamacare. They did come up with a plan. However, as of this week, it looks like there aren't enough votes to replace former President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act or even to repeal it. So the reason this is important for pro-lifers to be monitoring is because the plan that Republican senators came up with has two important pro-life protections. First of all, it prevented taxpayer funding of abortion, and it would have defunded Planned Parenthood. It would have stripped the abortion giant of nearly $500 million. So it looks like this was going to be the strategy to defund Planned Parenthood, which we know is a major priority. Now it looks like we're going to have to look at a different route for that. So it's important to be on top of this. It's important to continue to put the pressure on and say, we need to defund Planned Parenthood. And if it's not going to be through health care, maybe it's going to be through a reconciliation bill. But we need to stay on top of it. We need to continue to put the pressure on. This week on this show, we have Marjorie Dannon Seltzer of the Susan B. Anthony List, a huge, important pro-life leader. And we know that she was at the White House this week speaking about this very specific topic. So it's one that we're closely monitoring. It's one that we need to be well aware of. And there's also another story that we're closely following, and it's one that is capturing the world's attention, that of baby Charlie Gard. And a reminder for listeners, he is the 11-month-old British baby who has a rare genetic disease that has left it so he can't breathe unaided. And recently, British courts have ruled that they were going to remove him off of life support. And not only that, they weren't even going to let his parents take him home, which is frightening. You know, it's been compared to him being held hostage, the fact that he's not even going to be able to be taken home. But there's been some good news with this recently, because last week, the UK court, in a, you know, what was seen as a surprise move, decided to hold another hearing in the case.
Right.
And during that hearing, a doctor, a U.S. doctor who specializes in rare genetic diseases, testified that there is an experimental treatment which he believes could help baby Charlie. Mm. And that actually, we don't know if baby Charlie is suffering. So this week he has you know, flown over to the UK. He has examined baby Charlie to see if he would be a good candidate. And on top of that, just yesterday, a U.S. congressional committee has voted in favor to give Charlie a permanent resident status in the United States. And so while it still needs to get full congressional approval, it's a great sign of support for Charlie and for the family as we wait to see what happens with many prayers.
And that's the key, Catherine. That's the fact that our prayers are helping. We've been talking about Charlie on the show. We had Bobby Schindler on the program direct from London. He was filling us in on some of this. And we're praying. And we're seeing results. You know, it's not happening overnight, but we are seeing results. And it's so important, isn't it, that we keep praying for these situations?
It really is. And, you know, Gary, you mentioned how talking about these issues of abortion, it's heavy. It's really heavy. And I find myself, you know, sometimes becoming just feeling heavy. But as I was reflecting on today's gospel from Matthew a bit earlier, we're reminded of Jesus' words, you know, come to me and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. And it's just another reminder that we cannot allow ourselves to become so bogged down with these things of the world and of this hard news.
Right.
We have to, yes, work hard to bring truth and to spread God's goodness, but let's keep our eyes fixated on Christ. And our first mission is to do God's will. He'll take care of the rest. And as you mentioned, always hold on to hope, because with this Charlie Gard case, for example, it looked like it was over, you know, about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's not over.
It's not. And we only have about less than 2 minutes left in this segment, Catherine, but I just want to thank you for what you're doing and for your positive attitude. Again, these are heavy topics, but your hope, your hopefulness is coming through on the airwaves. Yeah. We air your show on the radio every Sunday at 10 a.m., so you can listen to EWTN Pro Life Weekly right here on Holy Spirit Radio on Sundays. But your positive attitude is very much needed in the pro-life movement. I want to thank you not only for being on the show, but for doing what you're doing to stand up for life.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you for what you're doing. And I think it is so important that, you know, it can be a lot of doom and gloom when it comes to what's going on. But something that I think about often is, you know, back in January of 1973, when the Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade, the next day, the New York Times headline was something like, the Supreme Court, you know, settled the abortion debate. Here we are, 2017, that debate is far from settled. In fact, it's probably issue that really drives politics the most today. And I think that alone should give us hope. It's not over. We have the truth on our side. Let's keep on, you know, it takes patience and it takes hope, but let's keep it up with that hope. And to know that, once again, let's keep our eyes. The first priority is let's all do God's will, and let's all maintain that relationship first, and he'll take care of it.
That's right. He is in charge, ultimately. Catherine Zeltner, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit in the Morning. Keep up the good work, and we look forward to when you can join us again.
Oh, Gary, I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Thanks again. Catherine Zeltner, the host of EWTN Pro Life Weekly. And as a reminder, you can listen to that program right here on Holy Spirit Radio every Sunday at 10 a.m. You don't want to miss it. She brings a fresh perspective to the pro-life movement. Don't give up. We are winning the battle for life. When we come back, our friend Bear Wozniak will be taking us into his man cave. Stay tuned.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The Senate Intelligence Committee has scheduled perhaps the most high-profile testimony involving the Russian meddling probes since former FBI Director James Comey appeared back in June. A lawyer for Trump's powerful son-in-law and advisor says Jared Kushner will speak to the Senate Intelligence Committee this coming Monday. Donald Trump Jr. is scheduled to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee next Wednesday, along with former campaign chairman Paul Manafort. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, has some harsh words for top Justice Department officials. He tells the New York Times that Attorney General Jeff Sessions should have never recused himself from overseeing the Russia investigation, adding that he would have chosen someone else for the job had he known. Trump also suggests that Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein all have conflicts of interest that he may reveal, quote, at some point. And turning to church news, an archbishop representing the church's interests has gone before the UN this week in order to promote peace. Archbishop Bernardino Auza, the Apostolic Nuncio to the United Nations, spoke to the UN on the role of religious figures and communities in the elimination of poverty and promotion of peace. He said indicators of sustainable development towards peace would be qualitative, not quantitative, and pointed out that peace begins, quote, informing persons and peoples one at a time to become better men and women, boys and girls, those who see themselves as their brothers and sisters keepers and respond accordingly. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popcheck.
The Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition Celebrate Life 5K Run and 2K Walk is Saturday, July 29th at Peace Valley Park in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. The race is at 9 a.m. and the walk will follow. You can register by mail until July 19th, online until July 25th at PretzelCitySports.com. There is a nominal fee for online registration. Or on race day, starting at 7:30 a.m. Celebrate life with the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition, July 29th, Peace Valley Park.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Amy Andrews grew up with an agnostic mother and atheist father, yet she'd always felt naturally drawn to God. As a writer interested in literature, it was her desire to enter into the story of Christianity that eventually led her to the Catholic Church. During an interview with me about the book she co-authored called Love and Salt, Amy explained, "Since I'd gotten married, I realized that you can't know something 100% ahead of time. You have to do it. Then you have the transformation and knowledge that come from actually being married. With that example, I started to think about faith in the same way, that this was not a matter of knowing everything ahead of time. It was a matter of entering a story."
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
It's good to be alive.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's Good to Be Alive by Jason Gray. I am Gary Zimak, and it is not only good to be alive, but it's great to be with you here on the show today. All right, it's time for a regular on Spirit in the Morning, a manly man. We're going deep into the man cave to get our next guest. Bear Woznick, how are you, my brother?
Hey, Gary, you know, the real man cave is that cave where the rock was rolled away.
Ah.
That's the original, that's the real man cave right there.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Bear, obviously, you've got a lot going on. You're all over the place. You're the host of The Long Ride Home on EWTN-TV. You can be found online at deepadventureministries.com. But you've got something new. I talked about this man cave, Bear's Man Cave. What is going on with that, and how can we be a part of it?
Dude, we just launched this like 5 or 6 days ago, and it's rocking. Men really need a place where they can go and just be men and hang out. So it's like a secret group on Facebook. They have to go to my website, deepadventure.com, and sign up to be included in it. And tonight, actually, we're doing our first Google Hangout. And we're encouraging men to have a manly beverage, maybe a cigar, and if they don't know how to do Google Hangout, they can by joining the man cave, we'll work with them on how to get it set up the first time. And we're going to talk story, variety of different things. One of the things we're going to talk about is how men can have more of an impact, and how maybe they want to get together for breakfast in the morning, a few of them, or maybe at a pub someplace. We're going to try to encourage the men to get out in public. And be together and encourage each other, challenge each other, but be in a place where they can also be a witness. So we're not sure what we're going to do, but we're going to talk story. But what's so cool is in the man cave, guys are posting up challenges in their lives. They're posting up victories. They're posting up pictures of their motorcycles or their families or we also have a thing where everyone's challenged to do this fitness to witness thing. They got to do 30 push-ups, 30 crunches, and 30 minutes of some sort of cardio every day.
Ooh.
And so people are right. So it's just a kind of.
All right. I'm out. That's it for me. That's too much for me.
Yeah. It's just really cool. And what's interesting is just the instant, when people join, we invite the other members to welcome them, and they're just welcomed into the pack. It's like part of, Rolling Thunder on our motorcycles together. And it's just been, it's probably been the coolest, one of the coolest things that I've ever been a part of. It's just so cool.
Bear, let's talk about the challenges that face us as Catholic men. What are some of the challenges that we face? Because I know it is challenging to be a man who goes out and publicly proclaims, yeah, I love Jesus. Because, I don't know. I think that in the world today, that's looked at often as a sign of weakness.
Yeah, or being a bigot. I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
I just feel like there's this sort of compression taking place. There's this sort of heaviness, a compression, and people are feeling under it, and they're feeling like, well, maybe there's no use to even try. But I think of it like a piston, like a Harley Davidson piston. The fuel is there, and the air is there. We have the breath of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, there. And then there's the piston goes down and it's compressing all of that stuff. And then there's the spark of the Holy Spirit and that piston fires.
Mm.
And so the compression that we're feeling as men, we should be expecting a release of God's power. And we should hear that kind of Harley engine start revving. But the one thing I think that men face the most is time in prayer. If they're spending time in prayer, everything else becomes all your great plans. Kind of get thrown out the door, in a sense, all your strategy, everything like that, is if you're in prayer, things happen. You feel joyful. You feel like you want to show mercy. You feel like you want to show love. It's all about prayer. You know that. You spend so much time in Eucharistic adoration, It's all about finding a way, your own personal way, how to spend time in prayer, and everything else flows from that. It comes from that, the fire igniting that piston, and hearing that Harley Davidson engine, rev.
That's a good point. I remember being at a one of my previous parishes. I was at a men's group one morning, and there was a guy there who really you know, he was a pretty spiritual guy, but he was talking about, well, you know, I try to pray every morning, but then, you know, the phone starts ringing and I've got to get to work. And he had his own business. And he just was saying, like, I just don't have the time. That's a common problem, Bear, especially among those of us who are men. We feel driven. We've got to get out there and provide for our families. We've got to get out there and work. What do you say to somebody who says, I just don't have time to pray?
That's beautiful, because men really love to work. We love being productive. Think about the word liturgy. It means the word liturgy means the work of the people. Your most important work is to first minister to God. That's your first job, is to minister to the Lord. Right. And then to pray, to slay the dragon. And then what happens is when you're being led by the Holy Spirit, you don't take the wrong off ramp. You don't always end up going in the wrong direction, you know, in your business decisions and things like that. You have more in your right mind. You have more clarity of thinking, and you have the Holy Spirit guiding you. So yeah, it's much, you know, it's kind of like work smart, don't work hard. If you spend an hour in the morning with the Lord, your work is going to be much more productive. And one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is expansion of time. I learned that on our last shoot. We were really compressed, lots of challenges to get done, short amount of time. Father Mark going goes, you know, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is expansion of time. So I don't know what that meant, but we prayed, and all of a sudden everything went in order, and we're able to get to everything that God was calling us to. If you're too busy, it means you're doing things God isn't calling you to do, usually. Sometimes you're in a war zone. You just got to. You're in a war zone, and you got to deal with things. But for the most part, we start adding things to our lives that are not essential, and we take. The other thing is the urgent things tend to take priority in our lives, not the important things. But it's urgent that I go to work, but it's not. But it's not urgent that I take my kid to swimming lessons this morning. I'll let someone else do that. But pretty soon, if you don't take care of the important things, they become extremely urgent. When your children start having challenges and things like that. So don't let urgent things become anarchist. Do the important thing. Everything else falls into place.
And I think it's important to start the day off in prayer, right? Before it gets too busy, get up extra early if you have to, right?
Well, of course, you got to. I mean, it's not like an optional extra. It's not something, well, I'd like to have this on my new, you know, pickup truck. I'd like to have this new fancy thing. It's not an optional extra. It's the engine. Yeah. Got to spend an hour in prayer before you get up and before you start your day. An hour.
I think
maybe some people do a half hour in the morning and a half hour at night. Whoa. But you got to spend time with the Lord. But you know, you're going down the road with your engine sputtering if you don't.
I think, Bear, the problem is sometimes people, not just men, people look at prayer as being just something nice to do, because we can't see a direct correlation between I prayed and this happened, because sometimes we miss that. You know, I like to see with my own eyes, but I found in my life when I slack off on the prayer, everything else becomes more difficult, and it's really a difference, and not a good difference.
And if you could see these, like I think about my grandmother who prayed the rosary constantly. If you could see these elderly men and women in the aisles, the pews that are praying, if you could really, really see them, they'd be shining brighter than a quasar. You know, it's those people that make a difference. The people that pray are the ones that are unleashing God's power.
Amen,
they
brother.
Sure do. Hey, Bear, what kind of feedback are you getting from the long ride home?
It's so funny. I asked Michael Warsaw this, you know, the main guy at EWTN. I saw him at the convocation. And they go, Michael, so what's the feedback we're getting? And he goes, well, no one said anything bad about it. So I guess that's the most thing we get out of my awards. But we're getting really good feedback.
That.
Yeah, I love it. That's kind of, I think they were a little bit worried, actually, you know. But, what do you think? You tell me what kind of feedback. Have you seen it? Are you getting any?
I love it. I love it, Bear. You're just so, you're so inspiring. And, you know, you're just out there. Nobody's going to look at Bear Wozniak and say, oh, that guy's, he's a wimp because he loves Jesus. No, a man's going to look at you and say, wow, I want to be like him. So, brother, you are really changing the
world.
You're
bringing it, brother.
What
I love
you're doing
it, too.
Out there. Yeah.
Well, that's because on that ride, Gary Zimak would call me and kick me in the butt early in the morning. Remember, you'd interview me? And it's like the further west I went, the less sleep I got, because I had to talk to Gary in the morning, so.
I like what you just said. Gary Zimak kicked Bear Wozniak's butt. I think I'm going to use that as a quote. Hey, man, we only got a minute left. You can't, Bear, any final thoughts? We have about a minute left.
I'm just going to invite people to, again, come to the website, deepadventure.com. Men only. It's no man's land. Men only. Join Bear's Man Cave. Become part of the pack. And then, you know, even if that's something you choose not to do, get together with your other brothers. There are formal things like That Man Is You that we really love and programs like that. But also, just get together and have, I saw a picture, you know, you said the other day, you're having coffee, having breakfast, you know, with a brother. So get together, but do it regularly. You know, get together for breakfast, get together at a pub, and share with each other, go deep with each other what's really happening in your life. Don't talk about politics. Talk about Jesus. Talk about what's real. And get real with each other and encourage us. We need to be like in the Boy Scouts. We learn to start a fire, right? It takes at least three logs. So get three ugly looking guys together and start talking about Jesus and see what kind of fire it makes. You know.
We can do that, Garrett, can't we?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I got two people in mind. Hey, Bear, where can we find you online?
DeepAdventure.com, and they can go to DeepAdventure on Facebook too. But DeepAdventure.com is
awesome.
The best place to start.
Awesome. Bear Wozniak, you're awesome, my friend. Hope to see you soon, brother.
Okay, aloha. Have a good time in Cleveland.
Thank you, buddy. Aloha. Remember, aloha. You can listen to Deep Adventure Radio with Bear Wozniak every Saturday here on Holy Spirit Radio at 6 p.m. Be back soon.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers and Zims. Summers and Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Do you feel exhausted and weary? Here's the antidote. Jesus is actually inviting us to join him in taking on the yoke of a beast of burden. He promises that such humility will actually bring us rest. Rest from what? I suggest that it is rest from the stress and futility of our slavery to our egos. It was through humility that he chose to bear the burden of our sins. It is only through humility that we can appreciate what this means, and so realize how much he truly loves us. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
Who paves the way through barren deserts in
My Waymaker, that was Kara Klein here on Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks so much for joining us on the program today. I want to take a quick look at the weather forecast currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. 79 degrees today. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms. High near 97. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 77. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 96. So, as my buddy Dave Parker always likes to say, be safe out there. Right, Dave?
Yes, I was going to say, I knew you were going to launch into the safety brief. Drink water, take care of your pets and your neighbors, elderly and all neighbors. You know, check in on them if they may not have AC, you know, or fans or whatever.
Absolutely. Before I do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, Dave, Bear just challenged us.
He
said, as a man, I need to find two other ugly men. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I heard
together?
That, too.
You know, we need to come up with Mr. Parker. You and Frank Eliason, we need to think about this.
Yeah, let's
Ken, we need to come up with three ugly men. I don't know about that.
Remember, I'm plugging someone from way back. Arsenio Hall used to go, when he was deep in thought. You're like, who could that be? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
What a leap, you know?
Go. Yep, yep, yep.
Anyway.
No, you're right. Things that make you go,
Yeah, things that make you go,
used to say, right?
Yeah. Anyway.
I love Bear. He's so honest,
that
right?
From the Wayback Machine. I'm serious.
I know.
Anyways.
I know. That's a good segment, though. That's
I made Frank smile.
Good show today.
That was good. It was good.
I'll give you that one.
All right, thanks, man.
I'm reliving my teenage years in the Spirit of the Morning studio. Yeah. It's very odd.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. like, I really didn't want to go there, but anyway. All right. Well, Gary, it was a great Bear segment, I thought.
He's always good. And the thing with Bear is we never rehearse anything. I never know what he's going to talk about, but we let the Holy Spirit... We let the Holy Spirit lead us. As Bear likes to say, he always rides the wave of the Holy Spirit. And that's, I think, if we all do that in our life, we're going to be in for some exciting adventures. With that in mind, guys, I want to look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse because it ties in nicely to that. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes from Acts 20, chapter 22. But now, and by the way, these are the words of St. Paul quoted in the Acts of the Apostles. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there? I do not know.
Wow.
You know, it's a bit of a scary thing if we ask the Holy Spirit to lead us today. Holy Spirit, lead me where I need to be. Bring people into my life. Let me be in situations where I can do some good, where I can proclaim the good news. It's scary at first. But as Bear will attest to, if you ride that wave of the Holy Spirit, if you let him take control of your life, you're not going to get off on the wrong off-ramp, as he said so eloquently on his segment.
Yes.
Right, Dave and Frank? Right. I mean, there are people out there who don't know Jesus at all, people who are miserable, hopeless, whatever. Mm-hmm. They need us today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They do. And again, for whatever reason, life has been hard for them, and then they give up, you know. But we're here to say, don't give up. Jesus is the reason, if you will, you know. And we bring Jesus to our listeners, and we have to keep
expanding.
And
it doesn't necessarily mean we open our Bible, we get a bullhorn out. Like, Dave, you were talking, I think, off the air yesterday about a time you were in the barber shop, and you got the chance to pray for somebody and witness, and that person really needed that witness at that point, right?
Absolutely, and it just came. I was the Spirit put me in the zone, and it was like,
yep.
It was this woman and I, and it was the Spirit that took me over seriously,
right?
You know?
Yeah, and you said the right thing. She needed to hear it, and you know, you brought
praise
a great
God.
Deal of peace into her life.
Yeah, absolutely,
so the Lord,
praise God.
The Lord is good. The Holy Spirit's always giving us these inspirations. Real quick before I do the prayer and we close out the show, tomorrow on the show, there's a popular new blog called Prayer Wine Chocolate. Really cool, catchy name. Amy Brooks, the creator of that blog, is going to be on here. She wrote a nice piece about anxiety, about how to overcome anxiety, and you know that got my attention. Mm-hmm. What's really funny, I didn't realize this, she lives in the Philly suburbs,
wow.
So it's kind of cool that she is in our area. She's going to be on the show. And our old buddy, Dr. Kevin Vost, not that he's old. I hope he's not listening. He's going to get mad at me for that. Kevin Vost did a great series with us on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He's going to come back on to talk a little bit about how do I know that the Holy Spirit is talking to me? And Dave, this is the conversation we had with Marty Rotella off air yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know? I get an idea. Is this the Holy Spirit? Well, Kevin is going to give us some insight about that tomorrow.
Yeah, awesome.
Before we run out of time, let me close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for always being by our side. We're going to need your help today as we go out into the world. Please send your Holy Spirit to make us aware of what we need to do. We know that you always have got our back and you will be with us. And we ask for this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. One God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, boys. Thanks for joining me.
All right, Gare.
I'm off to...
Go ahead.
God bless you guys. I'm off to the airport. Remember what I always tell you. Wherever you go today, whatever you do, God is with you. Just make sure you say hi.
Okay, be
safe. We will talk to you next time. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating